Well, let me go to a musical break, and then we'll come back with more specific items that people can do.
Listen to what the flower people say. Getting louder every day.
We have here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM our own flower people. In the studio we have
John Minnie
and Madeline Simon.
And also we have
MJ Gilhooley with Plants at Work. And John Minnie has a wonderful shop for putting plants all around. Anyone in the New York area, and so does Madeline Feynman. I would suggest that anybody who wants healthy plants to look both of them up, and they're both of their information is on the plantsatwork.org website.
And I've also, on the Ecologic webpage, I have linked to both of their sites.
Very good.
As well as Plants at Work. So if you go to the Ecologic webpage, you can do a search for Eco-Logic, or go to WBAI.org and go to the Ecologic page from there, or type in comicbookradioshow.com/eco-logic.html, and that'll have all three websites that we're talking about. All of our guests are represented.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't realize that John Minnie, he was the one when the World Trade Center fell right down into the World Financial Center, which was his winter garden that he had so beautifully done. He has just a miraculous, triumphant visual story of how they rebuilt those palms in that place and what it looked like before and after. It is just chilling.
Well,
really.
With that kind of introduction, John.
Thanks, MJ. Appreciate that. Putting the plants back into the atrium in the World Financial Center certainly was an emotional experience. But the most rewarding part, and several people in the neighborhood came up to us as we were planting and thanked us for putting their garden back together. And once again, it's a reinforcement of people's appreciation for plants indoors, outdoors, and all around us.
Our company has done the holiday display in those buildings, and it was wonderful to bring something so festive to that area and made people smile.
Yeah, I bet it would. Now, you mentioned that plants are more or less the same in the benefits they give us, but they're not more or less the same as far as what we should have in our homes and offices. Could you give us a few for instances, and then we'll take some calls? And
well, the criteria you have to look at to put in a plant or choose a plant for your home or the office are essentially the same. It's all driven by light, a temperature range that's acceptable to people, which will also make it acceptable for keeping plants alive, and your humidity levels. The primary drive is always the light. You determine how much light you have, and then you back in to the range of plants that will live in those light conditions.
So how do you find that out?
Well, low, medium, and high light is how we tend to classify plants. Indirect light or artificial light would tend to be more low light conditions as you move closer to the window and certain minimum hours of sunshine, direct sunshine, say 2 hours a day, you're moving it to mid, and then high light would be more than that. And then you just choose plants that are appropriate to that.
So if you have a desk in the middle of the office or your living room and you want to put a plant, you're talking about, even though if you have it well lit, you want a medium light or low light plant?
If it's well lit, you're talking medium to high light. If you're in the away
even from though it's not sunlight, even though it's artificial light.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's plenty of plants that will live under fluorescent lighting, incandescent lighting, indirect lighting, bounce lighting from the window throughout the space.
Fluorescent lighting is kind of interesting because there are no cloudy days, there are no rainy days. It's very even. No leaves get burnt. And provided the lights are on 8 or so hours a day, it really is sufficient. What they have found is the best is to have one cool and one warm tube, ratio of 1:1, that benefits the plants the most.
When you say, what does that mean?
You know, for example, let's say you have a fluorescent light above your desk and maybe there's 4 tubes. So if there's 2 cool and 2 warm, the plants react best to that.
Now, what about a home where you have a compact fluorescent light bulb? the kind that uses, you know, way less energy.
Any light that's available is mm-hmm. going to benefit a plant.
It's that simple.
I didn't even realize that.
Now, how do you know which plant fits which light condition? If that's the major thing, there's a lot of plants at department stores. There's no one to ask. Are they usually labeled?
Well, that's really one of the votes to go to us as opposed to an apartment department
well,
store.
Well, yeah. I was going to say that in a second, Madeline, because really, truthfully, Ken, this is one of the things where when you hear any negatives over the year uh-huh. about the problems that you find that people have health conditions, either in the home or in the office, you can a 99.9% track that to it being not professionally taken care of or selected. So I'm not saying don't do this at home because it's America's favorite hobby. Absolutely everybody's going to do it at home. But get professional help. I mean, get, you know, if you're... If,
what do you mean by that?
Well, I really do.
Is that all of us? Or?
Boy, God knows I need it. No, but get, you know, what Madeline is saying is that there is a science. These people have gone to a lot of school and have done a lot of very large majestic project to find
out. How did that happen?
To find out.
That's interesting.
You know, exactly this amalgam of light and air and what you need to have the perfect hardy plant for that area. And I think that that's where you do call somebody off the plantsatwork.org website that's in your area and say, can you come over and do a consultation with me?
There is so much literature mm-hmm. having to do with plants. If somebody wishes to, there is really no problem about researching which plant is where. It is a mixture. I like to say it's a marriage of science and art. The art without the science doesn't work. The science without the art doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful mix. Mm-hmm.
And there's also the thing of since now you have a living thing in your place, somebody has to take care of it. And certainly hear a lot of people, oh, I don't have time to take care of a plant, or I'll forget and kill it, and nobody wants to kill anything. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's some plants that are hardier than others.
But it's like a puppy. You know, you get a puppy home, you have to know what to do. You have to care for it.
And I think some people don't get puppies for that very reason. At least they have respect for the puppy.
Right. But
one very good bit of news today is that plants, on a relative basis, are less expensive than they were 20 years ago. The cost of plants, and whether that's retail or at the commercial level, as Madeline and I provide, are lower compared to the increase in the cost of living, making it a very, very good value. It's an inexpensive way to decorate and do all the other wonderful things we've spoken about. But my point being, don't get too attached to the plant. You know, it's easy for us to go by the corner store and bring home a bunch of daisies for a few dollars, and it'll stay on the table for a week, and then we'll throw it out. Well, don't think that the plant has to last forever. Even if you have a quote-unquote black thumb, and that's often why people say, I can't take care of a plant because I have a black thumb, it's still worth trying. You can experiment with it. You can try it. There are hardier ones than...
So if one kind of plant doesn't work, try another kind.
Exactly. Yep. And if it lasts 6 months or a year, you get the beauty of it. You get all the wonderful health benefits, and then you buy another one.
I've been telling clients for the last 25 years, plants generally cost less than 1% of your commercial office budget, but they give 40% of the image. When you walk into an office that has plants, you know it's a taken care of office.
And I remember a girlfriend I had years ago gave me a coleus for a present, her thought being, well, since I'm going to forget and I'm away a lot and everything else, and that it's a hardy plant, and if I forget to water it, sometimes it'll survive it. And I went away for 4 weeks, and the person who was supposed to take care of my apartment never watered the plant for 4 weeks. I came back, and it looked dead. And in desperation, since it was a girlfriend who gave it to me, you know, I said, oh, you killed Donna's plant. And I put water on it, and it came back to life.
Sure. 4 weeks. They want to live. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, after 9/11, I remember going to One Liberty Place to our clients in One Liberty, and we hadn't been able to get into the building for some weeks, and it was wonderful that all the plants were alive. We really lost very little.
Yeah.
And Ken, a coleus, by our definition, is a very difficult plant. Needs a lot of light and a lot of water and a lot of attention. There's a lot.
I didn't do that.
There's dozens. Yeah. There's 100 plants that are easier to care for.
Wow. We're also not talking about sub-irrigation. There's one could do sub-irrigation and not be dependent on watering.
That's correct.